Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to The Way That Leads to Life. I'm Steve Klein. It's great to have you listening to our program today. We hope that everything's getting off to a good start for you this morning and that you're looking forward to getting out and worshiping God today on this first day of the week. We invite you to do that with us at the Eastside Church of Christ. We meet at 110 French Way in Athens, Alabama. We meet at 9 o'clock this morning for a Bible study and a worship assembly. And we'd love to have you come and be with us to enjoy these activities and come closer to the God of heaven as we honor him together. If you're not able to come out in person, check us out online. Our services are live streamed. You can go to our Facebook page, Eastside Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama, or look at our website, eastside-church.com, eastside-church.com. Click on the resources tab and stream the services button. But again, we invite you to come out and be with us today. We'd love to get to know you and meet you and have you engage in honoring the God of heaven with us in our worship. This morning here on the program, I'd like to talk about a subject that I think is really important for a lot of us to consider and understand, and that is the role the Holy Spirit plays in delivering God's word to us, and then the question of whether or not he helps us understand God's word after it has been delivered to us. Does the Holy Spirit interpret the Bible for Christians? I read recently about a Bible class in a local church some years ago when the subject of the need to use and study the Bible came up. A man in the class literally declared that Christians no longer need the Bible because we have the Holy Spirit. So there are some people that feel like that, well, we have the Holy Spirit and we don't really need the Bible at all. Another example of that kind of attitude, I read about a fellow that wrote a letter to John MacArthur, the late evangelical preacher, and the man wrote to him, he said, "You resort to Greek translations and fancy words to explain away what the Holy Spirit is doing in the church today. Let me give you a piece of advice," he says, "that might just save you from the wrath of Almighty God. Put away your Bible and your books and stop studying." So this guy's writing to a preacher and he tells him, "Hey, what you need to do is stop studying your Bible because we have the Holy Spirit today." Is this true? Is it a fact that we don't really need the Bible because we have the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will help us understand everything that we need to know, even apart from the Bible? I don't believe that's what the Bible itself teaches. Some time ago, I was getting myself ready on a Sunday morning. I was listening to the radio, as you are perhaps this morning, and I heard a local preacher on the radio say that the only hermeneutic that we need is the Holy Spirit. The word hermeneutic means a method of interpretation or a way of understanding. Is it true that the only method of interpretation that we need is the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit's going to explain what the Bible says and what it means to us? Well, again, I don't believe any of those things are true, but there are a lot of people who believe those things to be true, that the Holy Spirit guides us miraculously apart from Scripture, or that the Holy Spirit explains the Scriptures to us and interprets them for us to give us a precise understanding of what the Bible means. What the Bible shows us is that the Holy Spirit did have a unique role in the origin of Scripture. But what it doesn't say is that the Holy Spirit has a specific role in helping us understand what the Bible says. Now, I know, again, there are a lot of people who think contrary to that, that think that the Holy Spirit is giving us an understanding of what he has written in Scripture. But let's examine that this morning, whether or not that's true. And let's think about how we can come to an understanding of Scripture as well. Obviously, these points are really, really important for anybody who believes the Bible to be the Word of God and understands that it is through God's revelation in Scripture that we know what God wants us to do, how he wants us to live, and what it is that we should do in response to his great grace in sending his son to die for us. How exactly is it that we're to walk the way that leads to life? This is the information that we have in Scripture. Does the Holy Spirit add to that? Or does he help us understand it in some miraculous way? These are things that we need to know if we're going to walk the way that leads to life. The doctrine or the teaching that I'm talking about then this morning is sometimes called the doctrine of illumination. And it claims that the Holy Spirit illuminates Scripture for us, that he shines light on the Scriptures and helps us to understand them. This doctrine of Holy Spirit illumination is a product of the teaching of John Calvin. Calvin taught a number of things that are not true to Scripture. One of them is that human beings are born totally depraved. We call that the doctrine of total depravity. And he also taught that when God saves a person, that a human being can't resist salvation, that God's grace is irresistible, that if God wants you to be saved, he's going to save you no matter what you might personally want. So Calvin taught that before a person can come to faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has to overwhelm that person, contrary to their own sinful nature, as he would call it, their total depravity. The Holy Spirit has to overwhelm that and make them able to respond to the gospel. Without the Holy Spirit coming into a person's life in that supernatural way, Calvin would say that no one can understand the gospel. Only those who have been illuminated by the Holy Spirit can understand and respond to what the Bible says. And so man does not really have free will to obey or disobey the gospel. It's all whether or not the Holy Spirit overwhelms you, informs you, and compels you to be saved. So those who accept this doctrine say that it's taught in Scripture. For instance, they say in John 14 and verse 26, when Jesus said that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. There are those that say that's talking to all Christians and that the Holy Spirit comes and teaches you everything you need to know. John 16 and verse 13, Jesus said, when he, the Holy Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So again, people use these verses to say that the Holy Spirit miraculously teaches every Christian the truth that they need to know. So crucial to this teaching is the assumption that these texts that we have just mentioned and a couple of others that we'll look at refer to not just the apostles receiving the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit and taught by the Holy Spirit, but that these verses refer to all Christians. We'll see, as I think we'll study together this morning, that that's not the case, that particularly these passages in John 14, 15, and 16 are passages in which Jesus is making promises directly to his apostles, and it's not promises that are being made to all Christians. But we'll look at that some more in just a little while. What I want to do to begin with, though, this morning, as we start to examine this doctrine of Holy Spirit guidance and illumination of the Scriptures, we need to realize that the divine knowledge provided for the church today is the knowledge that comes to us from the Bible, not through any kind of direct working upon an individual's mind or intellect. There are four reasons that I want to present to you this morning, in the bulk of our time together, that demonstrate that the Holy Spirit is not working directly on the minds of believers to give them an understanding of Scripture. The first reason I want to share with you is that people who claim that the Holy Spirit is guiding them to understand Scripture, and there are many who claim that, have different and even opposing interpretations, often of the same passage or teaching in Scripture. In other words, people who say that the Holy Spirit is guiding them to understand Scripture all differ concerning what they say the Scriptures teach. If the Spirit is leading all Christians to a true understanding of the Bible, why do we not all have unity in our understanding? 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 33, the Apostle Paul says, God is not the author of confusion. The Holy Spirit wouldn't lead us to different understandings. There's really no such thing as a different understanding, is there? If we understand something, we would understand it exactly the same way. If we don't understand it the same way, it's not really understanding. Somebody is misunderstanding. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about as far as different interpretations of Scripture, which people claim the Holy Spirit has shown them in Scripture. When it comes to the end times and what people believe the Scriptures teach about the end times, you have a number of different views. Is there going to be a millennium, a thousand-year reign of Christ on the earth? There are some people who believe there is. There are some people who say, no, there isn't. The Scriptures don't teach that. Are we in the premillennial stage where we're before that reign of Christ on earth? Is there going to be a tribulation? If there's going to be a tribulation, is the millennial reign of Christ on earth supposed to come before the tribulation or after the tribulation? And so you have all sorts of different viewpoints of people about what's going to happen in the end times. many of the people who share these viewpoints and believe these things say that the Holy Spirit is helping to guide them to understand the scriptures, yet they all are saying different things. We can understand what we read. That's what the Bible tells us. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5, the Apostle Paul says, "When you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ." We can understand what the scriptures are saying to us. We can understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to us in scriptures through the writing of the apostles and prophets of Jesus. And there's no such thing as understanding something differently. Not really. There is either understanding or there is misunderstanding. There's no real basis in saying, well, you have your understanding and I have my understanding. No, we don't. if they're different, they're not. When somebody's not understanding something. If we have an understanding, then our understanding is the same, you see. And the Bible tells us that when we read, we can have an understanding in the mystery of Christ as Paul and the other apostles delivered it to us through inspiration and revelation. Let me give you an example from Scripture where it would have been an ideal situation for the Holy Spirit to give someone understanding. Here's a person who had Scripture. He was reading Scripture. And if the Holy Spirit was going to give understanding, here's a man with a good heart who's going to become a Christian, but he doesn't understand what he's reading. What I'm talking about is an event that occurs in Acts chapter 8. There's a man known to us as the Ethiopian eunuch. He's riding down the road to Gaza in a chariot, and an angel has appeared to Philip and told him to go down on this road, and he's going to meet up with this man. Philip the evangelist is going to meet up with the Ethiopian eunuch. We come to Acts chapter 8 and verse 29. We find that the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So the Holy Spirit is speaking directly to Philip here, and he tells him to go and overtake the chariot. So Philip ran to him, ran to the Ethiopian, and he heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. So the man has a scroll. He has the scriptures right there. He's reading from the prophet Isaiah. And Philip asks him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And the man says, "How can I unless someone guides me?" Well, here's a strange thing. If the Holy Spirit illuminates people's understanding of Scripture, especially people that are going to be saved, surely he would have illuminated, helped this man understand what it was he was reading. But that's not what the Holy Spirit does at all. God goes to great lengths in this account to get a human being, a man, to the Ethiopian eunuch to explain to him what the Scripture is saying. He doesn't send the Holy Spirit to give him, this man, that understanding. The Holy Spirit's right there. The Holy Spirit's talking to Philip. The Holy Spirit's told Philip to go join himself to the chariot. But what the Holy Spirit doesn't do is explain these scriptures to the man. He has Philip get up in the chariot with him and explain the scriptures. And the text goes on and tells us that the eunuch had said, I can't understand unless someone guides him. So he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. And the place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shearers is silent. He opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And so this is where the eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask of you, whom does the prophet say this, of himself or another man?" And Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. So Philip is able from that very scripture to preach Jesus Christ to this Ethiopian eunuch. Why doesn't the Holy Spirit interpret the scriptures for this untaught individual? Well, because that's not what the Holy Spirit does. In 2 Peter chapter 3, the Apostle Peter writes, talking about his writings and the Apostle Paul's writing of scripture, he says, in Paul's writings, there are some things hard to understand. This is 2 Peter 3 and verse 16. He said, in Paul's writings, there are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of scriptures. And that's right. Obviously, a lot of people misunderstand scripture and twist the scripture to get the scripture to say things the scripture doesn't say. Well, if the Holy Spirit is helping believers to understand the scripture, why is this the case? There are so many people that are untaught, that need to understand Scripture, if the Holy Spirit is the one who's helping folks understand, he's not doing it for these people that Peter's talking about. They're untaught. They stay untaught. They don't understand the Scriptures, and they twist them to their own destruction. The Holy Spirit is not involved in helping them understand Scripture, obviously. So that's the first reason that we can say definitely the Holy Spirit is not actively involved in helping people understand what the Scriptures mean. The Holy Spirit gave us the Scriptures through inspiring the apostles and prophets of Jesus to write them, but the Holy Spirit is not actively helping us understand those as we read them. If He were, we would all have 100% accurate understanding, and we'd all agree on what the Scriptures said. The second point I want to make about this concept that the Holy Spirit is helping folks understand Scripture is that I myself personally am growing in my understanding of Scripture day by day. And I assume if you are a Christian that you're growing in your understanding of Scripture and of God's Word. And as you're growing, you're learning more and more and coming to a better and better understanding of what God's will and what His Word is. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10, the Apostle Paul prayed that the Colossians would be fruitful in every work and increasing in the knowledge of God. So here are Christians, and they need to be and should be increasing in the knowledge of God. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Apostle Peter writes, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." So God wants everyone to understand, and He wants everyone to grow in their understanding. If it is the work of the Holy Spirit to cause everyone to understand, why don't they? In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 3, the Bible says, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." God wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, not just a partial knowledge, but a full knowledge. Myself and my own growth in understanding God's Word, there are things that I understand now that I didn't understand 10 years ago. Well, was the Spirit not doing His work 10 years ago? Anybody who's a Christian might say the same thing, that you have grown in your knowledge and in your understanding. Well, where was the Holy Spirit then before when you were trying to understand? Why didn't you understand it then if the Holy Spirit is helping you understand what the Scriptures say? Is there any room for growth in understanding? How could there be if the Holy Spirit is helping you understand what it is that the Scriptures are saying? See, God wants everyone to understand. He wants everyone to come to the knowledge of the truth, but everybody doesn't understand. And even those that do are growing in their understanding. We must study. We must work ourselves at handling Scripture accurately. We can't leave it up to the Holy Spirit to explain it all to us. God expects us to be diligent so that we can understand it and handle it correctly. In fact, Paul commands Timothy exactly that, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. He tells him to study, to show yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. Another translation of that says, give diligence. Timothy was to work diligently at understanding Scripture and applying it accurately. He didn't rely on the Holy Spirit to give him all that information. The Holy Spirit did the Holy Spirit's work in giving us the Scripture. And we need to study the Scripture so that we can learn what it means and what it says and how to apply it and handle it according to God's will. So there's yet another reason why we can say for sure that the Holy Spirit is not guiding us to understand the Word that He's given us. He's given us the Word. He expects us to work to understand it. Another point that we can make along this line is that the passages that people use to say, no, the Holy Spirit is guiding us into truth and helping us understand what the Bible says, or maybe even they're saying we don't even need the Bible because the Holy Spirit is giving us the information still today. The passages that people use to say that are passages that are plainly written to the apostles, or addressed, I should say, to the apostles. In John chapter 14, you remember the occasion. Jesus is gathered in an upper room with His apostles. he has eaten the Passover feast with them, and he's making certain promises to them and helping them understand that he's going to have to go away. He's going to be crucified and laid in the grave and then raised, but go back to the Father, and they'll be on their own, or they would be on their own, were it not for the fact that he was going to send the Holy Spirit to them to help them. And so he makes that promise to them on this occasion, really throughout these chapters, chapter 13, 14, 15, 16 of the Gospel of John. It's all this one occasion where Jesus is talking to his apostles on the night that he was betrayed before his crucifixion. So in that context, John 14 and verse 26, he says to them that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Obviously, this is a promise that's meant for the apostles. We weren't there listening to all of the things that Jesus had told the apostles over the previous 3 years as they'd walked with him and lived with him and served him day by day. He said many things to them, and he's promising them he's going to send the Holy Spirit, who's going to teach them all things and help them to remember the things that he had already taught them. That's not you and me. That's not anybody today. That's the apostles that he's telling that to on this occasion. In John 16 and verse 13, a little later on, again in the same context, Jesus tells the apostles, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." Jesus is promising the apostles that the Holy Spirit will guide them into all truth. You see, the Holy Spirit guided the apostles into all truth so that they might share all truth with us in Scripture. This is the plain teaching of John 14, 15, and 16. If you back up in John chapter 16, you see this plainly being shown. Jesus says in John 16 and verse 1, to these apostles, he says, "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble." He tells them that they would be put out of synagogues and be persecuted for preaching the gospel. Obviously, that doesn't apply to us. He's not talking to us there. In verses 6 and 7, he says, "Because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away. If I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. For if I depart, I will send him to you." The Helper, the Holy Spirit, is one who's going to be sent to them to help them in their work as apostles. In verse 12, he says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot hear them now." You cannot hear them now. All of this is directed specifically to his apostles, who are going to have the responsibility of carrying the gospel to the world, of sharing the message of truth with all of us. But none of this is teaching that you and I as Christians today can expect the Holy Spirit to guide us personally into all truth as we're reading the Scripture. That's not anything like what Jesus is talking about here. The other thing I'd like to point out to demonstrate that the Holy Spirit is not helping us understand Scripture as we read it. He's given us Scripture and we can understand it. God has given us that ability when we read it. But he's not helping us directly, miraculously understand it when we read it. The point is that there are a lot of people who claim that he's helping them, and then they go and teach things that are contrary to Scripture. In fact, they teach downright error. A friend of mine this last week posted on Facebook the message of a church sign in his neighborhood. And the church sign read this. It said, "You are justified by faith alone." That was what was on the church sign. Now, there may be some listening to me right now who believe that you're justified by faith alone. But I want to tell you, the Bible does not say that. In fact, the Bible says exactly the opposite of that. In James chapter 2 and verse 24, the Bible says, "A man is justified by works and not by faith alone." So that's what the Bible says. And yet you've got a church in which you've got people who believe that the Holy Spirit is guiding them to understand Scripture, who put on their church sign something that is exactly the opposite of what Scripture says. These people yet claim that the Holy Spirit is guiding them. Do you see the problem with that? Surely you do. There are those today who say they're guided by the Holy Spirit to understand truth, and they will say that baptism does not save us. But Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Peter said, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21, baptism also now saves us. The Bible says repeatedly that baptism saves us. Yet you've got people running around all over the place who claim the Holy Spirit is illuminating them, who say that the baptism does not save us. There are people who say that once you're saved, you're always saved. But the Bible says that Christians can fall from grace. The Bible says it explicitly. Passages like Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4, where Paul tells the Galatians that you've become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Here he's writing to people right there who have fallen from grace, and yet people running around claiming the Holy Spirit is helping them understand Scripture who say that you cannot fall from grace. I hope you see the problem. It's a serious problem. What does this mean for us today? Does this mean that God gives us no help in understanding the Bible? No, it doesn't mean that. God does help us to understand His Word. He does that in a number of ways, not directly through the Holy Spirit, but we're told in Scripture, for instance, that we can ask God in prayer for help in understanding, and He'll provide that. Colossians 1 and verse 9, Paul tells the Colossians, he says, we do not cease to pray for you, to ask that you may be filled with knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. James 1 and verse 5 encourages us, if we lack wisdom, to pray for wisdom. Wisdom isn't knowledge, but it's the ability to apply knowledge and to apply it correctly and effectively. We can pray for wisdom, and God will give us that and help us with that. We can learn through human teachers, just like Philip was sent to explain to the Ethiopian eunuch what Scripture taught. There are good teachers today who can explain to us what Scripture means. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 24 and 25, Paul is instructing Timothy to be a good teacher to help people understand the truth. God can help us understand the Bible through His providence in various ways, sharpening our mental processes, clearing our preoccupied minds, preventing distractions, guiding those who seek the truth into situations where they can discover it. God can do all of that. Those with a sincere desire to do God's will are promised that they will know the truth of the doctrine. Jesus says in John 7 and verse 17, if anyone wills to do His will, he will know concerning the doctrine. So if you're willing to do whatever it is that God is telling you to do, you're promised that you can come to an understanding about that in Scripture, that you can understand His Word, that you know that it's coming from God. So as we think about all this morning and maybe come to a conclusion here, true illumination, true understanding of God's Word comes when a man sets his heart to understand God's Word, which the Holy Spirit has revealed in Scripture. We are commanded to understand God's will. Ephesians 5:17, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You can understand God's will this morning, but you're going to have to study it. You're going to have to apply yourself to that. Going to have to listen to good teaching and examine the Scriptures to see whether or not the things you hear being taught are true. This is the way to come to an understanding and a knowledge of God's will. This is the way that a person must take if you're to walk the way that leads to life.